Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 385. If you're unaware, because you're listening to this in archive most likely, we are starting actually a little earlier than normal due to, well, circumstances. I am starting the stream on Meerkat. There we are. Okay. Okay, I am going to try to reach Connie here. One moment. I'm a little later than I expected to be. About 5 minutes. 5-6 minutes. There she is.
Hello.
Hello. I apologize. I'm a few minutes later than I expected to be.
Not a problem. I've just been laughing at all the posts about the debate on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we are going to be talking about... We've already come up with a topic decision. We just need to come up with a topic name. I had one this morning, but I forgot it.
Oh, let's see.
All right. Well, our topic this week is going to be we're going to be talking and discussing YouTube's newest policy, where they're putting these "quote unquote" heroes in place to flag channels. And if you sign up with this group of nutbags, then you could end up taking down a channel after you get so many points or some shit like that. And you could take out a channel just like, I can't snap. There we go.
Well, what could possibly go wrong?
You know, and the thing is here, well, I don't want to get too much into it. I'll save it for the show on Friday. But anyway... The fact is, this is a bad idea. So we should come up with a good title to showcase what a bad fucking idea this is.
Just going to throw this out there just because it occurred to me, hero to zero.
Oh, I was thinking a lot. You know what? That's actually kind of along the same lines I was thinking this morning. Hero to zero. The heroes are actually zeros, or something like that. What is an antonym for hero? Evil.
Well,
anti-hero.
Protagonist. That's too wordy.
Yeah.
Villain.
Villain. Yeah. Villain. YouTube's villains, the villains of YouTube, something like that.
Hall monitors.
Oh, YouTube hall monitors. You know, you know that kid that could never get into anybody else's team because he was just like, oh, we'll pick him last. Ugh.
Oh, what we need is a duty-free picture of Cartman.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know if there is such a thing.
I don't think there is. I don't think there is. Oh. Respect. Oh, YouTube. Respect my authority. You can write that one down.
My authority. Actually, YouTube heroes, respect my authority.
There you go.
I that might encapsulate it.
Yeah,
right actually. There. That paints a really good picture. God,
it does. It really does.
Yeah. Although it would be funny if we were flagged by South Park for using.
Yeah, that would be
image.
Yeah.
Be some irony.
Yeah. Well, we don't necessarily have to use his. We can just find find some Schmoen glasses, you know, looking all tough and shit, you know, and
put, yes,
we can stick a badge on him, you know, and make it, it could be just like a drawn on badge or some shit like that.
It's with badges.
Yeah.
Guns, right?
Yeah, cows with guns. No, what did you say? Something with badges? What did you say? What was that?
Nerds with badges.
Nerds with badges. Oh, I kind of like that. Nerds with badges.
Respect my authority.
Respect my authority. You know, I want to talk about it now, but I don't. All right, you talked to Poison in the Well. You said that they're going to be on with us then, right?
Yes, both of them, Sophane and Fat Pat.
Okay.
Are both available.
Okay. Did you get a hold of Tom? We need him on there as well.
I will make sure he knows.
Okay.
Because right. I'm assuming that Sophane and Fat Pat are sharing a mic.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, probably. And they will be drinking heavily, I should be doing during
the work.
Like
it's worked the past two times that we've had.
Yeah, no, it is definitely something we should definitely, they are a couple of people who would definitely be impacted by this because, I want to talk about it, but I'm trying to hold off on talking about it now. So,
well, they're friends with I know that there are a couple of other people who are making videos about it that they're friends with, and I saw that, and they told me, and the message that I sent them was either YouTube or Facebook. They said, yes, we are very interested in talking about this. So I was like, good.
Good, yes.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that atheist stuff anymore. Just what's going on YouTube? Yeah. That's what we want to talk about now.
Yeah. Let's bite the hand that spanks us, I guess.
That's kinky, Connie.
No means no, you know. Okay. Yeah, and as far as, I mean, any kind of source material, I found a couple of things, actually, articles that talk about it, because, again, I didn't want to be sure I understand that. And then there's videos out there, but it sounds to me like everybody will be pretty much up and running.
Yeah, I've seen a couple. This. I've seen a good couple of them already. There's apparently there was, like I said, I don't want to get too far into it here.
No.
But there was a YouTube video where they had it's the same link, but they made two different videos and they just changed some things at the last minute and they didn't change the URL for it, which. Mm-hmm. I want you to grab the URL for that video as well. If you can. If you can find a link to the to the first one that he posted up, because I'm sure, you know, once you put something up on the internet, it's so easy to, you know, just download it right away or copy it or whatever. You know, it's never dies. So there's got to be the original one of the original video floating around someplace. Because that would be interesting to just watch those side by side, you know.
Yeah. Yes, I will. I think I know a couple places that I could find that.
Okay.
So I will look for that.
All right.
Did we settle on the title then being Nerds with Badges, Respect My Authority, or Nerds with Badges, YouTube Heroes or Zeros? Or I liked the Respect My Authority.
I like that as a tag on it. Respect my authority.
Mm-hmm. Nerds with badges.
No, I was thinking of an image, but I don't think it would work because I've had Gump running through my head for the last couple of days because I'm working on a project for the show, and I was thinking if we had like picture Gump with glasses on and said "Respect my authority," you know. I don't know why. That would probably not even work.
It'll be easy to find a stock image of a nerd.
Oh, easy. No. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. I mean, I can think of a couple off the top of my head.
Yeah. And in front of a computer, and we got to place the YouTube logo in there somewhere with a big strike through or something like that on there, you know, or a YouTube channel. Oh. I got it. Have them, have Chris do this. Put the, like, the YouTube logo on, like, a computer monitor or something like that, and have, like, grab logos from different channels and put a big strike through them, you know, like, band, you know, like, you're going through, you've seen, like, those roads where you're not allowed to drive down, right? Where it's got the circle with a slash through it, and then, and put it on a bunch of those, you know, it's just so you could, not really thick, but so you can tell that they've been, you know, look like they've been taken out, you know.
Okay.
This way he doesn't have to struggle trying to come up with a theme, you know, and try to get in there, like, I don't know, say about 6 different images, if at all possible, maybe 9, if he can fit it.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Do we really want to lift other people's channel pictures?
Well, it affects them as well. I mean, and put ours in there as well. And put ours, like, right in dead center. Because of, go with the channels that of people that we've talked with, because I don't think that they would mind. The fact is that we are using their images for this reason to talk about it. I mean, it does, like I said, it does affect them.
Okay.
And I'm sure that they won't mind us, you know, using it in that context, because we're going to be talking about it, because, like I said, it affects them as well.
Okay, so that's what you want. Do you want the nerd sitting in front of the, or next to
a headshot from behind, and if you could get a big glasses or a reflection or something like that, maybe, I don't know. And then we'll just has to figure something out there, or just a computer screen with the channels listed on there and each one of them crossed out for whatever reason, you know.
Okay. All right, I've got that, and I will.
Whichever one will work easiest for him. I mean, because I want to show this. I want to showcase, you know, that this is a this is going to be a potential problem, you know. So I want this to, you know, to be an attention grabber.
Yeah. Okay.
And as the thing is, when we're using logos like that, when they put it out there like that, it's kind of like it's somewhat public domain. I'm not using it I'm usurping their channel for my own. I mean, I'm not like taking their logo and sticking it over top of my own channel and pretending to be them. I'm just, you know, highlighting the fact is that these channels are in danger.
Okay.
So, however he thinks he can work at the best, you know. I mean, as long as we can see, as long as the Packard pokes that logo somewhere like in the center of it, you know, around the center of it all.
Okay.
I was starting up Meerkat, and they show some radio station on the front, and they just have their camera like pointed out the window.
Yeah.
And it's just literally just watching traffic, and 44 people are sitting there watching traffic. Yeah.
I might know somebody.
Yeah.
Look,
I don't understand. I don't understand that. We actually talk about interesting things here, but the fact is that people would rather sit there and watch traffic.
You know, I
don't understand that.
I guess I need to do that film of my fish tank.
Yeah.
The cats.
You got to get the fish tank, the cats. You got to put it so I can put it behind me the whole for the show.
There you go.
Yeah. So, or just go downtown and record traffic driving by, or something. I'll put that up too. I don't care. Just make sure you put it in landscape mode, so this way it's not shrunk down.
We wouldn't want to be accused of pulling a. Oh God, I haven't thought about him. His name in a long time.
Yeah.
What's his name? That preacher who looked like.
Oh, you mean the guy with the red hat?
The guy who looked like Kevin James.
Oh, what's his fucking face? I know who you're talking about. Mr. Starbucks, they're trying to take away your Starbucks. Just tell them your name is Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, then my name is Satan. Mr. Satan? Satan. Hello, Satan.
I figure with the mermaid, the two-tailed mermaid, that Starbucks is more about Cthulhu or something.
Right. Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you are concerned about people getting upset about us using their channel logo with a strike through it because, for our effect, if you want to go ahead and contact them ahead of time.
That's what I was going to say. If I suggest that to him, I will check with them. I don't know how much.
I don't think
that'll take to get back, but
yeah,
I know a few people who probably would respond fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be that many.
Right.
Like I said, even if ours was the biggest one, the center, other people. I'm pretty sure that, for example, Poisoning the Well wouldn't mind us using it.
Since they're gonna be on with us. I don't think there'd be a problem with us. Even if you did say five. If you do two in each corner and then a Packard pokes at in the center piece.
Yeah.
I think that would be fine, too. I mean, this way. And then ours is overlapping theirs in that regard. I mean, just, strikes is a strike through,
Yeah.
So I really don't think that's going to be a problem. All right. Okay. So the title we're going to go with. I got a better one. Nerd Warrior. Respect my authority.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
Yes. Well, it's funny because I'm adding in. I don't know how much to put into this picture. I don't want to be too much,
right.
Too busy. But I have an aspect of the nerd. He's kind of half turned,
mm-hmm.
and he's grinning over his shoulder, but he has a band hammer. And it's like Thor's hammer.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. Nerd warrior.
Nerd warrior.
Respect
my authority.
All right.
Well,
sounds good.
See, that didn't take us very long. It only took us It took us what? I don't even know how long.
Oh. Maybe not even a half hour. No, I mean, yeah, I think more like 15 minutes.
Maybe.
So,
something.
Oh, actually, 16 minutes and 52 seconds.
It's, okay. Yeah, I've got recording about 18. I got recording about 18 minutes because the fact is it's just I started recording a few seconds sooner before I called you. So, yeah. So this is going to be one of our shortest meetings probably. So.
I think, anything that was as short or shorter was another one for the end of the month.
Oh, yeah.
Where we knew what we wanted to do.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, So, all right, everybody, come to the live show at vaughnlive.tv/PackerPokes at 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 8 p.m. Mountain Time, and make sure you turn the lights on so everybody in town can see, because otherwise you're just sitting there in the dark.
We won't judge. We won't look.
I won't judge you. I won't judge you. Just make sure you leave the state. Just turn the lights off. And check out our secondary show, The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. And if you can't download it wherever you're at for whatever reason, or your country doesn't allow it for some reason, you can't download that second show, go directly to the webpage, which is at abandnw.wordpress.com, I do believe. I could be wrong. just Google search The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. It's on a WordPress site. You can't miss it. If you do, you're blind. Well, no offense to the blind. Just they're probably going, fuck you, Packard. So, all righty then. We'll see you then.
Good night.
Good night.
Good day.
Good day.